Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito are questioning the court's 2015 decision to make same-sex marriage a constitutional right. The two justices issued their opinion Monday during a case concerning Kim Davis, a Kentucky county clerk who had been sued for refusing to give out marriage licenses to same-sex couples after same-sex marriage was made the law of the land. The Supreme Court turned down her appeal yesterday. Let's bring in Dahlia Lithwick, who writes about the courts and law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Tanya.
So Thomas and Alito agreed that the court made the right decision to deny Davis's appeal, but they used this opportunity to write a four-page opinion denouncing the damage they say the 2015 decision did to religious freedom. What are they arguing?
Yeah, this was interesting. They kind of sent up a flare. It wasn't necessary to do this, so they added to the decision to bat the case away. And Justice Thomas wrote, with Alito concurring, that Obergefell, quote, enables courts and governments to brand religious adherents who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman as bigots. So in effect, what they're saying is by creating a constitutional right to marriage in Obergefell, the court actually enabled religious Americans like Kim Davis to be victims of claims of religious bigotry.
How are members of the LGBTQ community and others responding to this?
Well, I think they see the flare as sending up a call to essentially bring cases to reverse Obergefell, and they're very worried. James Obergefell, he was the plaintiff in that case, said the opinion was, quote, disturbing and unsettling, and said that Thomas and Alito seem to be implying that the freedom of religion for other people carries more weight, is more important than all other civil rights. And I think other LGBTQ groups have echoed that sentiment.
This 2015 decision was decided by a 5-4 vote. Are Alito and Thomas signaling that they want to revisit the ruling? And does Amy Coney Barrett's pending confirmation put that decision in jeopardy?
Yeah, I think that really for Justices Thomas and Alito to signal right before an election, by the way, in which SCOTUS is front and center for voters, an invitation to go ahead and invalidate Obergefell and other gay rights generally seems to be the intent. Indiana has already asked the Supreme Court to uphold a law that refuses to put both names of a same-sex couple on a birth certificate. So those cases are in the pipeline. As for Amy Coney Barrett, we just know that in a lecture she gave in 2016, she roundly defended the dissenters in Obergefell and said the courts are not the place to be deciding this and that the majority was wrong.
There's also something else. In November, the justices are set to hear arguments about the role of religion in excluding same-sex parents from a foster care program. How is yesterday's opinion by Thomas and Alito expected to inform that case?
Yeah, that's a big ticket case that's coming quickly. The city of Philadelphia had stopped placing children with this agency, Catholic Social Services, because they had a policy against placing kids with same-sex couples. They've lost at the Third Circuit. The court will be hearing it. And I think, in effect, it continues a trend that has been ongoing for the last few years, where the court hands out some big wins for LGBTQ rights, including last year in the Title VII case, but then even bigger wins for religious objectors, like the cake baker, like the Little Sisters of the Poor last year, enabling religious objectors to get out from under civil rights laws.
One more thing. Abortion is another key issue for religious conservatives, as Coney Barrett's nomination raises fears that a conservative majority on the court could actually lead to the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said yesterday that if that were to happen, he would pass legislation making Roe the law of the land. Here's Biden at a town hall in Miami last night.
Number one, we don't know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule Roe. But the only responsible response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe the law of the land.
With the 30 seconds or so I have with you, would passing legislation supporting abortion rights be possible if Biden wins in November?
I think it's possible, and Kamala Harris has been really explicit about the kinds of laws she wants to pass to bolster Roe, but I think those laws require a Congress that's on board. It's not clear you have that, or that a Supreme Court that's 6-3 wouldn't go ahead and strike that down, too.
That's Slate reporter Dahlia Lithwick, host of the podcast Amicus. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.